KJW Mobile.
For DJW, KF4NXY.
How are you and Miss Marie doing?
Fairly well. Just got back from Greenwood, did a little grocery run, and went by the sister-in-law's house and visited with her a little bit.
I was going to cut the grass real quick because it's kind of scraggly looking, and the battery on the lawnmower is kaput. So I'm making a run up the battery's bulbs, and plus with the lawnmower battery in the trunk, getting ready to get me another battery.
Like that, sometimes it don't hold a charge and work when you want it to work.
I've been off for like the past 3 years, so they're usually good for 2 or 3 years, so I figure I saved one battery just by jumping it off while this one was dead the whole time. Yeah, this one is, it's so dead it won't even let me jump it off, though. I mean, it's that far gone.
It sounds like you got your goodie out of it.
The bulbs and plus whoever they turn it into doesn't expect a whole lot other than the plastic shell it's all in.
They do something with the core of them, because if you don't bring something in, they add about another $5 or $6 to the cost of the battery you're buying.
$2.90, and I hit the green light, and wow, it is backed up from Rutherford Road all the way down to Ingalls. This is a bad. People get off work at 5 o'clock, and it's 5:06, and they're already backed up.
One lane in Greenwood where they were doing some kind of work on the side of the road. They took it down to just one lane, and it was backed up about 3/4 of a mile at the intersection. So I was glad we didn't come home that way.
Most places like that, when she comes home from Spartanburg, that she knows how to avoid. And she knows how to look at the traffic and determine whether or not she needs to take the detour or not.
She's pretty good at that, too. She knows the roads around here pretty well and knows which ones to get on to kind of dodge the major traffic issues.
In Boise, she was talking one time in the past, and she was taking the company jet up there, so I had to take her to work because we didn't want, she was going to be there for like 2 weeks, and we didn't want to leave her car out there at Spartanburg Airport for 2 weeks. So I was in her car, and I was taking her to where Memorial Drive comes into Wade Hampton, and she says, okay, you see that light just turned? I said, yeah. And she said, instead of turning left here and getting in the left lane, because this light takes forever, you turn right and you go to the top of the hill and do a U-turn, then you go right through the green light. So I followed her instructions, and sure enough, we never slowed down.
That worked out rather well.
Battery bulbs and plus, so I'm going to get out and run in here and get me another battery, and then I'll be back on the air. Hopefully they've got what I need. Anyway, good talking to you. KF4NXS, W4DJW.
You have a good evening. I'll catch you a little later. KF4NXY.
Last calling station is KO4PXB. You probably want to hold the mic down for a couple of seconds before you talk. All we caught was the very last end of your conversation. KO4PXB.
HXS, good evening.
Good evening, sir. Have a question. You may hopefully know the answer to this, or somebody that's listening will know. What is the deal with the membership for the ARRL?
I believe if you're asking how to join it, I think you just go on the ARRL website and join up, and then they have all kinds of insurance that you can purchase for your radio gear, all kinds of replacement insurance and things like that. That's about the only thing I know. I don't know what the cost would be anymore. I haven't joined it in quite a while.
All right, I appreciate it. Because I logged in, I can log in, but I think it's for when I was actually taking the general class to upgrade my license. So I'm not sure if that's actually being a member.
Okay, I don't understand. You're waiting to get your general to join? Is that what you're saying?
Negative. I already have my general. I was going through that site, and when you log in to part of that site, you can actually take the testing for the practice test for each one of the levels. So I have a login for that, but I'm not sure if that's, you know, actually part of being.
Oh, I understand. Okay, yeah, I'm not sure about that. I don't really know the answer to that. I'm sure there's someone smarter than me that can answer that one.
I appreciate it, and like I said, hopefully somebody that's listening can answer that question. It's KO4PXB.
KO4PXB. KA3JCA.
Hey, Richard. Obviously, you have an answer to my question.
We'll let you know. I've been a life member from ARRL for quite a few years, but currently, you can get... if you log into ARRL to take advantage of a lot of their features, you do have to have a membership. I think some of the stuff to become a licensed ham is open, but basically a U.S. Subscription is like $49 for 1 year, $95 for two, and $140 for three, and you get 12 issues of QST, or 6 issues of On the Air magazines via standard mail. If you want the QST first class, it costs you $96 for 1 year. And then, of course, they have a family membership and they have a lifetime membership. But I hope that answers your question.
Yes, sir, it did. So pretty much what it answered was, me having just a regular login to take the classes is not part of the paid membership for the ARRL.
You would have had to pay the $49 to get the QST magazines and stuff like that to be mailed to your house and so forth.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate you jumping in there and answering that. Now I know. Thank you. KP2HXS Mobile.
Assistance currently, Lloyd, if you want a lifetime membership with ARRL, it's currently $12.25 for the lifetime membership, and you can pay that over so many payments. They have it broken down. And then if you want, like, for instance, since I've had my life membership, if I want to include my wife now, I can pay an additional $250, and that'll include Sally.
All right, I appreciate it. Yeah, I saw the lifetime membership cost, so I knew it was like $1,200, but like I definitely didn't have that much to pay, and I didn't see where the options to break that down.
And second, and I'll actually pull it up because I'm, like I said, I'm a life member and I can actually go into the paperwork real quick. Hold on 1 second.
All right, it's KO4PXB, standing by, mobile.
KO4PBX, KA3JCA. Yep, they've actually, I guess because the cost is so high now, you can actually make 24 payments. Actually, it's a total of 24 payments, but your first payment is like $5,108, but then the other 23 payments are $5,104. I remember when I did it, I had to pay it over like 4 or 5 payments, and I think it was like, I don't think I paid more than $7.
Fine, I appreciate that information, and I'll definitely look it up again to make that determination to do the lifetime, but more than likely I'll just probably do the 2 year and go from there. And also, it's funny, my call sign is KO4PXB, not PBX.
I was thinking phone system, so sorry about it. KA3JCA.
Yep, I figured that's what you did. Everyone does the same thing, and they mention when they hear my call sign, they make a reference to the old phone system.
If volunteering for Ham Shack Hotline, and so it's actually funny. I actually go into PBX software to go in and authorize people's Ham Shack Hotline and so forth like that. So when they put in a ticket, I go through and look at, make sure it's all correct, and then approve it. And that's what I was doing about an hour ago. So that's what I was thinking that. So, all righty. Well, I'm glad it answered your question, KA3JCA.
For PXB, the county square that I work in is the old Sears Mall, and it still has some of the old phone system in there. And I know a lot of older buildings still use that system for mainly their sound and their playing of their music over the system.
Well, that's awesome. I know that right now you can get your phone, if you can get a VoIP phone from Cisco, there's about 10 different models for Cisco. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 models for the Fanville phone, and there's 2 models for the Polycom phones that you can actually get provisioned, where a couple of hams have created an international network around the world using the PBX software and hooking these phones up. So, like, I have one here at the bedroom, and, you know, like, I can call other hams in other parts of the world just over the internet just by pushing their button that I have programmed with their extension.
That is definitely very cool.
About it, other than your initial cost of buying your phone, whether you buy a used one or a new one, the service is free. It's all amateur radio related. You just have to also remember too that if you're in the house and you have an emergency, it's not like you can pick up the phone and dial an outside extension. It's strictly extensions within the amateur community.
Yeah, definitely that would be a smart thing to remember, picking up that phone, trying to dial 911 and wonder why no one's answering.
Go online and look at it. It's hamshackhotline.com, hamshackhotline, all one word, .com, and you can see all about it. And like I said, you being in the IT business, you can see how it's got benefits, KA3JCA.
I definitely certainly will. Like I said, I'm fixing to pull into the daycare to get the child, so I'll definitely talk with you another time. It's KO4PXB.